Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, cattle futures showed weakness throughout the day today. They did come back toward the end with feeders 50 to 90 cents lower and live cattle anywhere from 20 lower to 20 higher. It looks like the cash last week was 21.50 to 23 on the live cattle. It's thought that it'll be steady with that. Of course, this week we had the holiday in the middle of the week, which kind of disrupted normal activity. Now then, choice and select box beef at midday today were both higher. Choice was $1.96 higher at $217.31. And select was $1.20 higher after being $3.14 higher on Monday. So the box beef has shown really good movement. Feeder cattle index was down 262 Monday afternoon at 144.64. Most of that was due to a slow week with Christmas holiday and lack of any actual sell barns activities. And the hog futures were up today pretty sharp, 85 in Feb at 61.82. Another additional over about around 100 cases of African swine fever have swept through China. They're continuing to take steps to try to curb that, but it seems to be getting bigger. This last farm had thousands and thousands of pigs, so it doesn't look like that's slowing down at any moment. That's what's lifting the hog futures here in the United States.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Grain markets today were a little bit higher, led by soybeans, 11 to 12 cents higher. There's thought that the Chinese buyers are over here sort of kicking tires, looking and getting bids on the U.S. market. But with the shutdown of the government, we'd have no daily sales reports, so it's really hard to know exactly what's going on. Also, South America, and in particular Brazil, looks like the next 10 days are going to be a little bit dry. They're harvesting or going to harvest the next month or so. Their soybean crops, so it's critical that they get the rain when needed. The exports out of Brazil to China have been pretty impressive over the last year. The biggest part of the year is February, March, and April for the Chinese buy or purchases from Brazil, and that's coming up. And so continue to watch that. Also, one thing causing some weakness here is the China factory activity shrinks for the first time in 2 years. So things are slowing down for China. It's not just here in the United States. Part of that's due to the trade war. But the U.S. and China, it seems like that the talks have been going pretty well. We send a trade team over January 7th to visit with China. And hopefully that'll help our U.S. ag markets. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. The futures and options market involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether a future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.